The Twin Bed. In the austere twin bed, the woman they call the mother is dying. The other woman, the daughter in the doorway, doesn't believe it. Impossible to think the first woman would relinquish all control of the comings and goings of the world. The daughter watches labored inhalations. They are twitches from the wing of a broken bird. That metaphor is too romantic, she decides. The man who drove her here, to a place she was once confined, commonly christened home, enters, sits calmly on the side of the bed, as though it will not suddenly burst into flame, as though he too will not burn. The daughter has no labels for him, none that work, friend, partner, significant someone. She does not want to bind him with language or squeeze him of all oxygen. The man begins to massage the mother's shoulders. The daughter wants to shout, warn about the way the older woman's skin burns at the touch. He doesn't seem to notice. The mother turns her head. She, who hasn't linked two words together in weeks, says, "I will never forget this." And the daughter feels something so fleeting. Who can say what?